Welcome to Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Charlie Barino, our city manager. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. It's Charlie Barino. There you go, Andy. He is our city manager. He's here with us today. We've got things to talk about. You know, I just thought it was a good time to do a little checkup on how things are going in our city. We came through some great events this summer with the Flower Festival and the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Just came through open house in Uptown Greenwood. So welcome to the show today, Charlie.
Good morning. Well, I guess we're afternoon now, so welcome. It's excited to be here.
Yes, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, we don't have any lunch today.
Oh, that's okay.
Nobody brought in lunch today for us, Charlie. I'm sorry, although if you stick around, Beth is cooking a chicken over there in the slow cooker. Smells awfully good, doesn't it?
I've actually lost about 30 to 40 pounds, so I'm trying not to splurge.
All right, well, you got to keep your strength up here because I tell you what, you've got a big job going on down there. So how is the city of Greenwood?
The city itself is doing actually good. We know that times are still very difficult for many in our community, but we're trying to remain positive. The last 30 to 60 days, we've seen more commercial development interest than probably we've seen in 3 years. So we think that's a positive sign. I think the nationwide market, the tie-up of the money in the banks, I think is still slowing the economy some, but we're seeing small business growth, and I think that is a sign of a turn. So we're hopeful that 2011 will continue to be a bright year for Greenwood.
I certainly hope so. We could definitely use that. We could definitely use a good holiday season here in Greenwood.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you hope that people will spend money locally. They need to. They need to be confident in their community. And we've got so many great shopping options and eateries and really everything that you could ever want can be found here, right here in your hometown, Greenwood.
Well, as I like to say, it's great to go out of town because you just got to get out of town. But if you're going to spend money, spend it here so that, because, you know, what about sales tax and tax dollars?
Sure,
all that stuff comes right back around.
It really does. All that money, you know, helps to support many different projects in the community. So it's critical. It's critical. I mean, you know, I was born in Greenville. I think that, you know, Greenville's one of the towns that many of our folks leave for, and I tell you that living there and growing up, I still see so many things that Greenwood should be proud of and that reasons that folks should keep their money here.
That's right. You know, it's great to go. I say look around, but then come back, and you know, if you see something somewhere else, ask that merchant right here in Greenwood if they can either A, get it, B, they can match the price, because you will, you know, you're going to pay that sales tax, and it might as well help our town as rather than help Greenville, right?
Yeah, and I think Greenwood still has many of those uniquely owned small businesses that will go above and beyond what the chain will do. You know, you can get many of our stores, you can get your gifts wrapped there probably at no cost. Many of our stores, small business owners still deliver. Just that personal touch that you are not going to find anywhere else.
That's right. So that's part of the message here today. But, you know, the library, what a phenomenal success they have already had with opening, and the place is just beautiful.
Yeah, I really commend Prudence Taylor and her leadership and what she did, and obviously county council and city council and all the elected officials for the vision. You know,
that if we hadn't had that vision back then, we probably wouldn't have it today, would we?
No. And, you know, I mean, everyone is obviously critical of projects when public dollars are spent, but I think that is a project that will pay off for many decades to come. It'll add to the entrance into the downtown, and it's a bright spot, a shining star right now, and we're excited. We've got a project in front of that that'll start up right after the first of the year. We'll be repairing and replacing the sidewalks there in front of the library, making those handicap accessible, and adding some more oak trees in front and more lighting. So we'll even make it look even better after the first of the year. So,
now, what's going to happen to the old library?
You know, that's a great question. I get that question a lot. The library, old library, is owned by the county, obviously, and I'm sure they've looked at many different options. One option that I've heard is maybe a centralized permitting area. Right now, all of our permitting, building inspection, engineering, GIS, planning is in the basement of the courthouse. Not, while it's all together, it's not as easily accessible by the public, and so it may make sense to do that, but obviously that'll be a decision of county council.
Okay, and how about the rec center down there? You know, the future of that could
sure.
be tremendous.
It really could, and we worked, the city, members of city and county council worked together this year with a number of local nonprofits to try and see what could be done, and one nonprofit has been deeded that property, and we're hopeful. We're hopeful that they're able to raise the money that is needed. It's going to be a significant amount of money to restore that building, but you know, I think it is a critical project for the community.
It is. I mean, you know, I've talked to Darlene, and she's talked about putting a water park in there, having a nice community center for all ages, not just for young people, but for all ages. So
yep.
She has quite a vision, and I sure hope we can make that vision come to pass.
Yeah, she does have a vision. She's a great communicator, and it does a very good job of expressing that vision.
Absolutely. So that's one part of the city now. Now, you've been working on that parking lot in the back there.
That's right. You know, we think some people were critical of that expenditure of money, and I understand that. It is a lot of money, but we think that area is really going to be the kind of the center, the town center of the Maxwell Avenue redevelopment. We committed to get $300,000 of grant money. We committed to do that parking lot, and the $300,000 of grant money will be invested in the exteriors of those buildings that adjoin that parking lot. So right after the first of the year, all of those facades will be improved, and the windows that are now boarded up will be replaced. And, you know, any time that you can put a window back where one has been boarded up, I think it just sends a message that we're open. And that's what we want to do.
Sure. Now, on Maxwell, there are several buildings that have not been leased yet. Any activity on that?
We have had a number of investors and different folks looking around. I think that what Jeep and Paul have done at the Mill House on Maxwell is a great example of what can be done. Obviously, I think Maxwell would be a lot different today if the economy had not fallen out a little bit. But I think
fallen out a lot.
Yeah, I think Maxwell's success is bright. Maxwell Avenue's future is very bright, and I think that we have really, City Council has really positioned the downtown, the city center, well for the future.
Well, now speaking of Maxwell, you know, Mary Ann Lenti's big project here, you know, the railroad crossing
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
is there
yeah.
any possibility that that's going to ever get fixed?
You know,
No.
I hate to publicly, because no public announcement has been made, but I guess, Ann, you can say it was said first on your radio show.
Okay.
The money has been secured to make that happen. We're hopeful that February, March, we will be able to install concrete panels and make that overpass much more car friendly. It'll be an inconvenience, obviously, because construction will take a number of weeks, and that area will have to be detoured around. But the funding is in place. I commend our mayor. You know, Welborn Adams was that has been a priority for him, and he has stayed on top of that to get that done. And I think it's all going to come together. We're partnering with the South Carolina Department of Transportation and CSX, and everybody came to the table and is putting a piece in to get it done.
Wow, I'm amazed. I am so glad to hear this.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people will be, and I know Mary Ann Lenti will be able to go on to another project.
Yeah, we've wanted to keep it quiet, because obviously until you get everything started, you don't want to be. But I feel confident. I forgot to commend the County Transportation Committee. They were also involved in helping us get the funding that we needed. But all the pieces have been put together, and I think in the spring of next year, you'll see that improved.
Wow. Well, that will be a tremendous addition to Maxwell, and sure make the connector between that side of town and everything a whole lot better.
You know, we've been talking, you know, I think we have constant communication with Connie Maxwell, and I think our goal long-term, you know, Connie Maxwell has done just an outstanding job with their Christmas lights and what they do for the community. And I really think we want to begin tying that into the downtown where Maxwell almost becomes a corridor of lights. And I think that's a long-term goal of ours.
Well, that'd be great. Hey, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, this is Meet Me at the Diner. Yes, I'm here with Charlie Barino, our city manager. If you'd like to call and ask a question, hey, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. And we're going to hear a word from our sponsors and be right back.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest is Charlie Barino, our city manager. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, all right. Yes, we're back here. It's Barino. There you go. All right, to the Barino. Charlie Barino, our city manager here, just gave us some really good news that, you know, that railroad crossing down there on Maxwell is going to be fixed after the first of the year. And you heard it first on WLMA, 1350 AM. I scooped the report. Anyways, Charlie, this is some great, great news. I just had a call in from, what's his name, Bart Norman. He said he has been told an Italian-style restaurant slash club will be opening on Maxwell.
I haven't heard that. I know that we've had some interest from some investors, but I'm not aware of anything that can be confirmed.
Okay, so here you go. I cannot confirm or deny.
I know that, and I don't even know what who the individuals' names were, but we have people looking, you know, and that was what we tried to tell the community, that if we make these investments and make our community beautiful, landscaping, new parking lot, the investment will follow, and it will work. It will happen.
You know, what do you think as far as, you know, we're all interested in not only Uptown Greenwood, but the whole city of Greenwood, in
sure.
fact, the county. What do you think the future as far as other businesses coming in? I mean, that's a massive project they're doing down there at the mall.
Yeah, you know, kudos to the whole story and all that they've done. The traditional enclosed mall is a thing of the past, and they have really done a good job to try to redevelop that property. And I think their 2011 will be very exciting. I think the community will be very pleased with what will probably transpire at our mall.
Well, you know, the only thing, though, you know, the fact that this is supposed to be a bypass. It's not really a bypass.
Yeah, we need a bypass for the bypass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, because now you'll have two lights. You know, you
yeah.
go from one right there
yeah.
to the other.
Yeah, yeah.
But that should make the property on the connector much more valuable.
Yeah, and you know, whole story. And a lot of people may not realize they were the ones that brought Starbucks and Firehouse. They owned that property and brought those tenants to Greenwood. So they're developing some of their parking lot to where they can bring in some more out parcels out front. And I mean, that's just, you know, a great way to diversify their property.
Absolutely. So I know I talked to Rhonda. She said they're going to have two new 20,000 square foot stores coming.
Wow, if she's already making that statement, that's pretty good. That's
she
pretty
told
good.
Me that. And then I asked, well, what are they? And she goes, I can't tell you. I'd have to kill you.
you know, the future is bright for our mall. I think they were criticized for the Sykes, but I think Sykes really saved the mall, putting that many people, that many feet in the mall. And, you know, our JCPenney and our Belk's have got some of the largest sales of any of their chain stores. So, you know, if folks are in our community are patient, it's coming.
Well, you know, we've been, most of the people, you know, we used to be in the mall. Sharp Facets used to be in the mall, and it was a very, very good place to be.
Sure.
And so I guess it's just bringing it back and changing it up and making it new. And
that's
if they
right.
can put more out parcels out there, that will definitely make a difference.
That's right.
And being able to have the connector there become a more valuable piece of property
sure.
because it's easy access.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, I'm excited. You know, I get to go to a lot of regional and statewide meetings where, you know, economists talk. And, you know, Greenwood is positioned very well. We are still going to be able to capitalize on the retirement boom. I think with our lake, it's our number one asset. Folks are still going to relocate here. We're surrounded by freshwater. We're the hub of six counties. We're a safe community. Our crime rates are low. Despite, you know, you read the things in the paper, I assure you our crime rates are low. Our future is bright.
Well, you know, I think one of the other things, Charlie, is, of course, we've got some great events like the Flower Festival that brought in gazillions of dollars. And then,
yep,
of course, the Festival of Discovery brought in a bucket load of money, too.
Yeah, we have learned that events really can be capitalized in this community. Both the Festival Flowers and Festival Discovery have impacted our economy over $1 million. You know, Ware Shoals Catfish Festival, the Festival Stars in 96.
96 is really
good. They have come
strong.
A long way.
Yes. Margie Blaylock.
I commend the mayor there for his vision and all his hard work. It takes a lot of work. We've got some great, all 188 employees of the city of Greenwood. They understand that vision. I was talking to our fire department this morning, and people are interesting sometimes. They'll say, you know, why are the firemen downtown working in these events? And I'm like, because they're a body and they're a team member, and they know that they don't just fight fires, that they do what we need to do to make our community a good community. So it's exciting.
It is. Now, you just told me you're learning to become a judge, a barbecue.
Yeah, I will be certified by the Kansas City Barbecue Society hopefully on Saturday afternoon. But I've wanted to do that for many years and have gotten the opportunity. So, love to cook. I was in the restaurant business for 8 years, and it is a passion of mine. I just, if there's a hobby that I have, I guess it would be cooking.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, particularly if you can lose 30 pounds and still keep cooking, I'm impressed here,
yeah,
Charlie.
Yeah. Cook for others. Give it to them and don't eat it. That's the goal.
All right. Well, one of the things that we do want to touch on is the parade coming up.
December the 5th,
yes.
2:30. But there's, I guess, two events that always amaze me at how many people they attract. And the parade is one, and the Boo Bash, we just finished that up, is the second. But we will use the same route that we used last year, so Seaboard Avenue will be the setup area, and it worked real well. We may permanently keep that. It gives a much safer area to control and to let people set up, so we're excited. Hopefully the weather will be good for the community.
That's right, and I have an announcement to make. WLMA will be covering the parade just like we did last year.
Oh, right, that's great.
Yes, I tell you what, how many did we have last year? Was it 79 or 80, something like that?
Easy. Every year I think I lose a little bit of hair. That is a very stressful day, mm-hmm. but it's exciting. It gets people in the Christmas spirit, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and now with the library down there on that end, that'll
right.
be a terrific...
Right, yeah, it'll be a great place to sit, and a lot of sod and grass there, and so...
When you look at, can you imagine watching the parade? I mean, I'm going to be doing the parade, so I'm not going to be able to do this, but to be able to watch the parade from the second story looking over
right.
the city of Greenwood,
yeah.
that
yeah.
would be phenomenal.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great. There's a lot of folks that have, you know, encouraged us to look at a nighttime type parade, and we have, and may continue to do that in the future. It offers many challenges, but it does add to the feel and to the look of a parade when you have the lights and the things at night. So.
Yeah, well, I think last year I spoke to, if there were 79 or 80 exhibits, I think I spoke to 77 or 78.
It's a lot of exhibits. It is incredible the amount of people that get organized to walk in the parade. It's an exciting day.
Well, and it's not too late, is it, to sign up?
I believe that the cutoff is very quickly. It's not the end of this week. It's the first of next week. We like to have the lineup completed by Thanksgiving because, I mean, folks, it's... The parade's 2 weeks away. So we like to have that lineup out and so people can plan their numbers and get that out to all their participants.
Yeah.
But if you go to UptownGreenwood.com, you can see there the applications on the front page.
Okay, so UptownGreenwood.com?
That's right.
All right, check it out there. You'll be able to find everything that you're looking for. and sign up for the parade. And yes, we will be there, and we'll be broadcasting on WLMA 1350 AM. It was amazing how many people just loved what we did last year by talking to everybody. It was a hoot.
Yes. Yes.
So anyways, I'm looking forward to it. Hey, we're going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. If you've got a question for Charlie, give him a call. Give us a call right here, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We've got some interesting stuff to talk about, like maybe a farmer's market in Uptown Greenwood. Hey, we'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner, your host, Ann Eller, with our special guest, Charlie Barano, the city manager. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. You get it right. That's Charlie Barano. You are absolutely right. He is our city manager here. We are talking about all the things going on, things that will be coming up and happening. And, yes, you heard it right here on Meet Me at the Diner. The crossing there, the railroad crossing, is going to be fixed after the first of the year.
Oh, Ann, you're
going
to get me in trouble if this doesn't happen.
Well, then you just deny. You know, but anyways, yes, you heard it right here. You know, for a lot of people, that is some very good news, even though it'll be a pain when it's getting done after the first of the year sometime. So look forward to that. But one of the other things we wanted to talk about is, you know, the farmer's market and converting an area up there. What can you tell us about what's happening there?
Sure. City Council took first action on that. Monday night, we put a request for qualifications out to firms about a month ago and got 14 back. And the best firm we think was Seaman Whiteside out of Greenville. But what we are trying to do, first and foremost, I think there's a lot of rumors, speculation. We're not building anything tomorrow. This is a planning process, and we want to really take this slow and engage the existing farmers, the farmers market board, the merchants, city, county council, the Clemson Extension, the museum, all the different players, and really get their feedback as to what they would like to see. You have to commend our existing farmers market board. I think they've done an exceptional job. There's nothing wrong with our current farmers market.
It was booming this year.
Yeah. You know, I bought some fresh jalapenos and I enjoyed that, and you know, they had a lot.
And they have flowers out there.
They do the flower sale,
milk,
I think, right at the beginning of the summer. You know, what the city is interested in doing, obviously, is bringing that synergy, that excitement of the market into the downtown so that we can put more pedestrians on the street. It will encourage more restaurant growth. It will support the small businesses that are downtown. People will do more window shopping. And so I would encourage the community to be patient. This is a planning process. This is to speak your mind to what you would like to see. The farmers market will be where it is next year. I can assure you it's not moving next year.
Where would it exactly go?
We don't know. Well, you know, we have our ideas and our thoughts as staff, but we've hired a consultant really they've designed a number of markets in other communities and to bring their thoughts to the table as to the space that would be needed, how it would be needed to lay out. We've pretty much said we want it in the downtown, so we know that we want it there.
Warehouse buildings?
Yeah,
we
really don't know.
Yeah.
We've just given them a map and said, you know, talk to the community and find out what the community would like to see. But I think, you know, I've personally, and the mayor has been with me on a number of these trips, have visited over a half dozen farmers markets throughout South Carolina, and we really do need to be proud of our market. We have got a great number of vendors, and so the last thing that we want to do is hurt our market. So this is a plan that can only make our market better. So anybody that has a concern about what we're doing, I assure you that what we end up doing, it, you know, assuming it gets done, will be better than what we have today.
Well, I mean, actually, you're talking about even expanding, because so many markets have so much more than just produce.
Yeah, you know, many markets now are, you know, they have fresh cut meats, whether it's homegrown, you know, environmentally friendly beef, where they have chefs on site cooking actually homegrown vegetables, whether it's homemade barbecue sauce or homemade bread or just, you know, a laundry list of things that can be done. And, you know, we really, and I commend the self-regional healthcare has really had a small piece in trying to push this, but getting that produce into our local restaurants would be just amazing to be able to see homegrown produce, you know, at Kickers or at Millhouse or at T.W. Boone's or some of our other local restaurants. So there's a bigger picture to all this, and it's not just a market. We're throwing in there the idea of a railroad center and using the term experience. We want something that is not just happening on Saturday, that has the potential of happening throughout the week, whether it's live music, another great, you know, music venue, whether it's places that you may want to bring your family with a little bit of green space and play bocce ball downtown or whatever. But we want it to be a synergy and excitement, green space for the community to enjoy for many decades to come.
Well, you know, speaking of that, having people live uptown, how are we coming on that project?
Yeah, we've come a lot further than where we were a few years ago. We now have four condos. You have to look at the positive. We have four. We didn't have any a few years ago.
Come on now, Charlie.
So, you know, it's expensive to be able to renovate a second floor into a condominium. But I think it's the trend. People that have income, disposable income, are looking for ways to do less. They don't want anything to maintain. They don't want a yard. They don't want to drive. They don't. They want it easy. And so living downtown puts you in walking distance of a lot. And I think if we can get that, that's the next step, getting people to live downtown and, you know, hopefully attracting maybe a small grocery store or something to that effect, a service-type provider.
And that would help grow it.
It will grow your restaurants and what Lander's done. You know, I commend Dr. Ball and all their efforts and trying to help work with us to connect the downtown to the campus and self-regional healthcare. You know, Lander on the Square has been exciting. We hope that they will continue to stay there. And
well, you know, that new shuttle that they have going back and forth between mm-hmm. that. And, you know, when you see what's going to happen with the sports complex there.
Yeah, I just drove by that just now, and CPW is working hard to get those power lines relocated so it'll look a lot better right through there. Commend those guys. But let the Lander, Jeff May, RWS project, I think, will be another one of those projects. The next 10 years, watch Montague Avenue. It will change quickly, we're very, very excited. Obviously, City Council's on board. They invested in that project, and we're just pleased to partner with Lander University.
Well, how about, you know, speaking about all this type of stuff, what about bike paths? Because, you know, it's kind of unsafe here with bikes
sure.
and the roads and everything.
Yeah, you know, we're looking at the Montague Avenue corridor. Our planning staff are actually doing a study, and one of the ideas is a bike lane. Is it feasible? Is it possible? But I think that our number one asset as far as is trails and bike paths is our abandoned railroad corridors. We've got miles and miles that connect everything. You know, there's a railroad, abandoned railroad that connects the downtown to West Cambridge Park, to Lander's new recreation complex, to the bypass. And so we would like to see that developed. And it just takes patience and time and obviously money. But I think the leadership is there, the vision is there to make it happen.
Well, you know, Wilburn Adams is a biker, right?
He is. He's a runner, biker.
Should help, right?
Very outdoors. Yeah.
So these are some of the things that are happening. But, you know, one of the things that does concern me, and I mean, you know, I am a merchant here in the city of Greenwood, is the bypass.
Sure.
You know, what can we do to change up? You know, we've got all these empty box stuff right
yeah,
next door.
Yeah, and it's a struggle that every community, unfortunately, deals with. You know, I was talking with staff this morning, and the suggestion is, Mabel, you know, when a new box comes in or when an old box leaves, make them make them pay a bond or something to so that, that it's got to be torn down or that they have to lease it or that they can't
let
leave
it be leased. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, while those things may be successful in communities that are fast-paced growth, here any rule or regulation that you put in front of commercial development will only slow it even more. We're a medium-sized market, and we struggle as it is to attract many of the large-scale retailers. So it's a catch-22 many times. If you put regulations out there, they won't come.
Well, that's one of the good things about shopping local, because when you give out your zip code in Greenville
right.
or Augusta or Columbia, they're saying, why should we come? We
yeah.
already got you
yeah.
coming
and,
here.
And, you know, what we're hearing from these retailers, we are a good market. You know, in Greenville, for example, you know, they have multiple Targets, and so Target may not be looking to expand it where they have an existing base. And so here in Greenwood, we don't have a lot of those big box retailers, and so that's what we're trying to sell, is that, hey, you know, we're not just Greenwood, we're the Lakelands, we're six counties, we're 250,000 people strong, and we're really trying to market that that aspect.
All right. Well, we are here with Charlie Barineau. We are going in to hear some words from our sponsors. Then we'll be back, so don't you go away. And, hey, if you've got a call, give him a call, 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest is Charlie Barineau, the city manager. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. You got it. That's right. We're here with Charlie Barineau right here, city manager of Greenwood. You know, Charlie, you were here for how many years before you actually took over from Steve Brown?
I came here in October of 2000, just blessed and thankful that Steve hired me and brought me here. It's been the biggest impact on my life. I still and will always consider him my mentor, so it's been exciting. To be able to stay in one community for now going on 11 years is rare.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Well, we certainly hope you're going to be here for a lot more.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm excited that we now, you know, council got a new council member, Mr. Wiltshire, Monday night, and so hopefully we will have seven that don't turn over for at least 2 years. We kind of, you know, the unfortunate passing of Mr. Vaughn and Ms. Clauber moving, it throws some curveballs in there when you have changes of seats, but hopefully for 2 years we'll have the same leadership.
Well, that's what you need in order to get things done.
You really do.
You really do. Now, of course, another event coming up this weekend is the Grape Stomp.
Yep, the Grape Stomp is Saturday from 3 to 6, and call the chamber, obviously, Greenwood, scchamber.org. Visit them online and learn more about that. They've done a great job in marketing those events, and it really puts a lot of pedestrians in the streets.
That's right. So that's Saturday afternoon. So there's a lot going on Saturday afternoon. In fact, going on starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Charlie, you are invited to Sharp Facets Open House here. We have great food.
All right. Well,
yes.
I will be eating barbecue in Lawrence.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're going to be over there in Lawrence taking your paper plate there and dividing it up and learning how the taste and tenderness and all that
yep.
kind of stuff.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
You know, one of the things, I was a celebrity judge, and, you know, when they told you you could eat the food now, but you couldn't talk about it, you had to keep your mouth closed. That was hard for a radio person, you know.
Yeah, Stephen Smith's a great commentator, a great friend, a great judge, and we always enjoy seeing him every year.
That's right. So, anyways, if you've never experienced that, you ought to see if you can be a celebrity judge. It'll be coming around before you know it, won't
it?
Yeah,
all you got to do is sponsor the Festival Discovery, and you'll be a celebrity judge.
So. There you go.
Put the money on the table, and you can eat all you want.
Exactly. So, anyways, but, God, you know, this year is almost over, Charlie.
It is. We're going to put 2010 to close and open up 2011. It's exciting. I know it really has been some tough times for the last probably 2 to 3 years for some folks, and I hope that we're at the turn. I truly pray that, and that our community continues to grow at a reasonable rate, and that we can bring in some new jobs.
Absolutely. That is the key to everything, isn't it, jobs?
Yep. Everybody needs a job. Everybody needs to have a paycheck.
That's right. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to touch on was the this new stormwater regulations coming from the EPA. What's that going to be all about?
Yeah, and it's not new. It'll be new to Greenwood, but the municipal stormwater sewer, the laws that were put into place by the Environmental Protection Agency, mandate that communities begin looking at what is goes out into our rivers and streams and creeks. And so it's an environmentally good thing, but unfortunately it's an expensive thing. It's an unfunded mandate, and so Greenwood is probably the largest city. It is the largest city in South Carolina that doesn't have a municipal stormwater system. So probably in next year you will see city council talking about it more, and hopefully we'll be talking with county council, and by 2012 we will probably have a new utility, because we've got to monitor what's going into our rivers and streams, encouraging people to clean up oil and debris, and monitoring better construction runoff and things like that.
That sounds like that might be expensive.
It will be very expensive, unfortunately. City council's going to city and county council. They're going to have some tough decisions, but it's got to be funded.
Now, the additional sales tax that we pay, that extra penny that is paid here in Greenwood County, what is that used for?
Right. It went and paid for two projects, the library and then improvements to the dam. Obviously, the library's finished, and I think the county's working with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC, to finally decide what is going to have to be done with the dam. But, questions about that, call your county council member or call the county manager. But that tax, once those two projects are paid, will sunset. We'll be finished.
So we're not going to come up with another one to add in there?
You never know. And everybody hates taxes. There's no question of death and taxes. But many communities have successfully used the sales tax, and it makes sense in Greenwood because so much of the dollar spent in our community come from the six surrounding counties. So that is the only way with a sales tax that we can leverage their dollars to pay for our infrastructure. Communities like Sumter and Orangeburg, Aiken, and others have successfully used that 1 cent tax to improve roads and bridges and public infrastructure. And we need it too, but I know that everybody doesn't want tax. I fully understand that.
Well, what about, the hospitality tax, and then the other side, the other thing that we seem to need more hotels in order to bring the next level of events to Greenwood.
Our numbers, you are correct that for a couple of weekends out of the month, we are full. But overall, our occupancy rates do not show the need for another hotel. The city itself, the hoteliers will tell you that their market is the business travel. They do well with the hospital and Lander and those type folks that are traveling. The events help them, but and Lander University, obviously. But we are not actively trying to lure in a new hotel. Obviously with the closure of the Civic Center, we probably don't have enough to support some type of a convention center, but it is a missing piece. There are a number of large meeting gatherings and events that need that large venue that we just don't have right now. But do we have the money to pay for it? And the answer to that's probably no. And so you got to find that balance. Can you afford what you want?
Well, what about the hospitality tax?
The hospitality tax has been, again, it's a tax, and I'm sure there are many out there that don't like it, but it's been a good decision. Council adopted that, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, and it brings in about $1.2 million of revenue. And council, I have stressed to them that we use that revenue and invest in our community. It is the only source of revenue that we have to make investments. And so while we're using it to attract visitors, we hope that it will also attract economic development. We invested in the Lander project. We've invested in downtown. We invested in the library, and there'll be other projects that council will invest in, and they're strategically targeted to really hopefully bring return on investment.
And my final question, I think, for today is that we did have a question come in. What about alcohol on Sunday?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've seen that a number of cities in the upstate now have passed that by referendum. I think Greer and Simpsonville now will begin serving alcohol on Sundays. I am not as familiar with that law as I probably need to be, but more than likely that will be driven by a referendum style if that's what happens. There's arguments both ways, and I'm not going to say that I have an opinion one way or the other, but I think it is valid. Is it unfair that we have private establishments that can sell it, and then public establishments that really offer the same thing that cannot sell it? And does it make sense? Is it antiquated? And the answer to that may be yes, but that'll be up to the public to decide.
Okay. All right. So Grape Stomp going on this this Saturday. It's going to be inside the businesses, right?
That's right. Yeah, wine can't go on the street. So you have your samples in the stores and enjoy uptown.
Uptown. And, of course, the parade is coming up. You're going to become a Kansas City judge here this weekend for barbecue.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Well, it's the holiday season, and, you know, it comes and it goes so quick.
Thanksgiving is next week. Wow.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is
hard to believe. So, Charlie, I am so glad that you took the time out of your busy schedule.
I love coming to meet me at the diner anytime.
All right, and we will be looking forward to talking to you into the new year and you keeping us updated on what's going on. And, yes, you heard it right here. The railroad is going to, the crossing on Maxwell's going to be fixed. Hallelujah, after the first of the year. Don't look for any improvement till probably maybe, what, February you're talking, February, March?
Yeah.
All right. Uptown Greenwood is the place where things are going on, but don't forget the whole city of Greenwood.
That's
isn't
right.
that right?
Keep your money local. It's important.
Keep your money local. Go out of town, but come back and spend it right here in Greenwood. We have a lot of jewelry here at Sharp Passage Gallery. Come see me. This is your favorite radio station. Charlie, again, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Just to see us today. This is, yes, your favorite radio station, and there'll be a podcast of this, and we should have a podcast up for Jerry Peace being on yesterday. We had a great conversation with Jerry Peace, our solicitor. So keep it right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Don't forget to tune in to the Cruisin' Sports Show right there on WCRS from 4 to 6. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.